Carnes. Ohio is the economic battleground of the day for the men who want to be president.
President Obama laid out his economic strategy at a community college in Cleveland.
At stake is not simply a choice between two candidates or two political parties, but between two paths for our country.
At the other end of the battleground state in Cincinnati.
Talking to small employers and big employers, and I hear day in and day out, they feel this administration sees them as their enemy.
Mitt Romney said the president has been destroying jobs.
I think he's made it harder for the American enterprise system to work, and I want to change that.
A presidential showdown in Ohio. Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says it's important to recognize the service of gays in the military, and so this summer there will be Pentagon celebrations of Gay Pride Month. Ponzi schemer Alan Stanford was sentenced to prison for 110 years today in Houston. $7 billion fraud. KHOU-TV's Doug Miller.
He told customers that they were investing in certificates of deposit, which were invested in conservative investments, but in fact he put a lot of the money into things like yachts and polo clubs.
Wall Street, the Dow's up 89 points. NASDAQ is down a fraction. The prosecution's sex abuse case could rest today against former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. CBS's Barry Bagnato at the trial in Pennsylvania.
After telling the jury Sandusky frequently touched him inappropriately and hugged him and washed him all over in the shower, the man known as Victim 3 was asked by prosecutor Joe McGettigan, "Did you like that?" Practically whispering, he replied, "No." The defense brought out that a number of the allegations he made weren't initially reported to investigators or the grand jury. Like some other accusers, this one said clear memories are only now surfacing and that, quote, "I tried to block this out of my brain for years."
The airlines were on time more than 86% of the time in April, and they lost fewer bags. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
No reported tarmac delays of more than 3 hours for domestic flights. You know why? Because of the $27,500 fine per passenger that the airlines face. So that wake-up call was answered.
Aung San Suu Kyi, the key Burmese opposition voice, says businesses eager to invest in Myanmar should do it because investment will strengthen the chance of more democratic reforms there.
I would like you to think of Burma not just as a nation, but as peoples, human beings like all of you.
She was speaking in Geneva, Switzerland. 15 minutes into it, she had to leave the stage with a case of stomach upset and vomiting. A ceremony today at Electric Boat Shipyard in Groton, Connecticut. It's been 60 years since they laid the keel for the first nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Nautilus. The Nautilus was the first to cross the North Pole under the ice cap. That was 1958. It's part of the Navy Museum in Groton now. This is CBS News.
You can't see me, but I'm wearing a 10-gallon hat and holding a 5-gallon bucket. Just hurry into any Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa 5-gallon wash bucket with a $25 purchase. Use it for washing old Betsy or even as a tool chest. I mean, tool bucket. 5 gallons hold so much and cost so little. Like nothing, because it's free. Who needs a bucket of chicken when you can just have a bucket? Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
Burning Jeeps. The government is investigating.
The government's concerned about a disproportionate number of fire-related deaths in Jeep Liberties, Grand Cherokees, and Cherokees, all made before 2007. Chrysler's Eric Main says they see no reason for a recall.
We have conducted an investigation at that level already, and our findings have not changed. The vehicle is safe.
At issue is the placement of the gas tank. Main says Chrysler has been cooperating and will continue to cooperate with government investigators. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
This is Flag Day, remembering June 14th, 1777, when the Stars and Stripes was adopted as the U.S. flag. Betsy Ross sewed the first one. The national anthem was based on a 15-star, 15-stripe flag flown over Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The flag has been modified 26 times, most recently back in 1960 when stars for Alaska and Hawaii were added. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Let's give him something to talk about. It's Thursday with Bill Benneke, and I thank you for joining me. Start out, but it's going to be a nice day on the Central Coast.
And now, here's Bill Benneke.
Yeah, we're supposed to have weather that doesn't start off, and just be nice when you first wake up, which was very early for us this morning for some reason. I don't know what Nancy and I were doing. It was 5 o'clock or something. We got up, and it was, I don't know what happened. Anyway. Hi, welcome to Talk is Cheap. This is your Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, Bill Benneke's news and commentary. I say what I think, you say what you think. I have phone numbers for that, 786-2578, that's 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340. Let me see what order I want to do things in here. All right, here's how I'm going to do it. Over here, in today's Ticket magazine, we have Pat Pemberton, and Sarah Lynn. They do the music column. They know about all the music stuff that's going on with young people and older people. Like, they sort of know about the old stuff. So anyway, so they had summer songs that came out, like Surf City and Schools Out with Alice Cooper, which is not something I'd play normally, so I wouldn't play now. Summer in the City. Anyway, so they had quite a few songs, and they hit some nails on the head, and then they missed some big time. So I thought, okay, let's do some summer music. Let's get in the mood today, because they did this in today's Ticket, and then we'll save the rest for when the summer begins next Wednesday. Okay, we got next Wednesday. But how could you miss this one? And I'm going to have Billie Holiday do it. This is actually from a 78. That was a big, fat, large record with a little hole in the middle, and it went 78 RPM for people the age of these people. in the summertime. I thought it was just super duper. I'm glad we had a chance to do that. All right, let's bail on that. What's just happening? Two bails for well, we're not supposed to do two right in a row. I'm sorry. For some reason, I got excited and jumped like that. I apologize. Okay, so we'll straighten it out. We'll get it all worked out here. You're Bill Tucker's Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. Now, I have a list here, and there's been many lists like this, and there'll be many more lists to come. But some of these you've heard before, and some of these are brand new to me, and maybe to you too. This is Aviation 101. If God meant man to fly, he'd have given him more money. A fool and his money are soon flying airplanes that he can't handle. It's easy to make a small fortune in aviation. You start with a large fortune. Flying is not dangerous. Crashing is dangerous. The probability of survival is equal to the angle of arrival. Gravity never loses. The best you can hope for is a draw. Takeoffs are optional. Landings are mandatory. Try to keep the number of your landings equal to the number of your takeoffs. Everyone already knows the definition of a good landing is one which you can walk away from, but few know the definition of a great landing. It's one after which you can use the airplane another time. There are three simple rules for making a smooth landing. Unfortunately, no one knows what they are. Good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment. Learn from the mistakes of others. You won't live long enough to make all of them yourself. Always remember you fly an airplane with your head, not your hands. Never let an airplane take you somewhere your brain didn't get to 5 minutes earlier. Remember, you're always a student in an airplane. Keep looking around. There's always something you've missed. There are old pilots and there are bold pilots, but there are no old bold pilots. It's better to be down here wishing you were up there than up there wishing you were down here. A thunderstorm is never as bad on the inside as it appears. On the outside, it's worse. Things which you do not, which do you no good in aviation. Altitude above you, runway behind you, fuel in the truck half a second ago, approach plates in the car, the airspeed you don't have. Speed is life. Altitude is life insurance. No one's ever collided with the sky. The only time you have too much fuel is when you're on fire. Any attempt to stretch fuel is guaranteed to increase headwind. The propeller is just a big fan in the front of the plane to keep the pilot cool. You want proof? Make it stop, then watch the pilot break out in a sweat. It's best to keep the pointed end going forward as much as possible. If you push the stick forward, the houses get bigger. If you pull the stick back, they get smaller, unless you keep pulling the stick back, and then they get bigger again. You know you've landed with the wheels up when it takes full power to taxi. Flying is the perfect vocation for a man who wants to feel like a boy, but not for one who still is. Those who hoot with the owls by night should not fly with the eagles by day. A male pilot is a confused soul who talks about women when he's flying and about flying when he's with women. Any pilot who relies on a terminal forecast can be sold the Brooklyn Bridge. If he relies on winds aloft reports, he can be sold Niagara Falls. Asking what a pilot thinks about the FAA is like a fire plug, asking a fire plug what it thinks about dogs. Being an airline pilot would be great if you didn't have to go on all those trips. Trust your captain, but keep your seatbelt securely fastened. The only thing worse than a captain who never flew as a co-pilot is a co-pilot who once was a captain. Be nice to your first officer. He may be your captain as your next airline. And lastly, a helicopter is a collection of rotating parts going round and round and reciprocating parts going up and down, all of them trying to become random in motion. Helicopters can't really fly. They're just so ugly that the earth immediately repels them.
Best healthcare available. San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an amazing system for mammograms. 5-minute exams, half the radiation, and computer-aided detection that diagnoses 20% more cancers. San Luis Diagnostic Center is the only facility to offer digital mammography and breast MRI under one roof. Plus, if an abnormality is detected, they are the only facility able to perform the full range of biopsy techniques, stereotactic, ultrasound, and even MRI-guided biopsies. When it comes to complete breast care, think of only one place, San Luis Diagnostic Center. A doctor's referral is not required for a screening in digital mammogram, so call them at 542-9700. If you've had a prior mammogram done elsewhere, the friendly staff at San Luis Diagnostic Center will get your prior mammogram to compare with your digital mammogram if necessary. With such a complete line of breast cancer diagnostic services, why go anywhere else? Call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700. A 5-minute mammogram could save your life.
Wow, Dad, this store is rocking.
That's because we have this cool new insanely European cabinetry, Kelly.
Like
Sonia vanities with gorgeous finishes and these stunning designs. And just look at this Fairmont design piece with state-of-the-art European engineering and fire clay ceramic sinks. Just close the drawer pull on that baby.
It feels like slamming the door on a luxury car.
You know, Kelly, a great bathroom begins with high-tech quality cabinetry like this. And when folks come into Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and see these bold new products, it sets up a chain reaction. They start thinking about improving their quality of life every day.
You know, this stuff is so spectacular, it makes me want to buy a house.
Hang on there, Kelly. I can't exactly afford that. Would you settle for a chocolate shake?
You're just like Ozzie Nelson, but Mom is so much cooler than Harriet.
Kelly!
Oh, Dad, don't forget to tell everyone. They're just going to have to see for themselves at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
There you go. PCK&B, and they're having a, matter of fact, they're having a cabinet sale right now. And but Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath got all the good stuff. They have really, really, really nice stuff. New shower heads. You want a new shower head? You need a bubbly tub. They got all kinds of those things there. They got beautiful sinks and cabinetry, accessories, Toto toilets that actually you flush them and they flush. I mean, you know, the stuff, the good stuff. Let's do our flashback highlight in history. According to the Tribune today, on June 14th in 1777, the Continental Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes, the national flag. Today is Flag Day. Fly it. And the stories about Betsy Ross are pretty much hokum, but you can research that for yourself. On this date in 1801, former American Revolutionary War general and notorious turncoat Benedict Arnold died in London. In 1940, German troops entered Paris during World War II. The same day, Nazis began transporting prisoners to the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland. 1954, the words "under God" were added to the Pledge of Allegiance, and we know why. In 1972, the EPA ordered a ban on continued domestic use of the pesticide DDT. 1 year ago, the long-delayed problem plagued the musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, officially opened on Broadway. Is it still on Broadway? I'm not even aware. It went through a lot of problems. I don't know if they fixed it or not. It damaged a lot of people. Thanks. Actress Maria Gibbs is 81. I'm sorry, can I do that again? Marla Gibbs is 81. Real estate mogul and TV personality and weird guy Donald Trump is 66. Singer Boy George is 51. Screenwriter Diablo Cody is 34. And actor-singer Kevin McHale is 24 today. We'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today. Happy birthday. I pressed the wrong thing. It's not something I'm used to.
Happy birthday to you.
However, let me say this. I don't know what I thought a hard disk would look like. I thought it would be shiny and have little plates and things, and that's what you'd see. But that's not what you see at all because, you know, Tom, Major Tom's operating my old computer to get the stuff off I need, and he got the hard disk out of it, and now all he needs is a special connector, and then he can take anything he wants off the darn thing. Anyway, it's just a tidy little plastic-covered package of something. It's thin, real thin, much thinner than I thought it would be, and tiny. Okay, that's it. Let's see what else is going on here today, because we have to get to what's going on in CalcoastNews.com. And CalcoastNews.com has some stuff going on right now. So let's start with what's going on in Paso de Robles in the police department, because that's an ongoing saga. A controversial limited response program initiated by the Paso Robles Police Department called Safe Mode has been discontinued. The safety and service response level policy is no longer in effect, Acting Chief Robert Burton told CalCoast News in an email this week. Former Chief Lisa Solomon Chitty and City Manager James Appen acted a police department services reduction plan in January 2011, mandating the officers not respond to a long list of crimes during times the department was short-staffed. The policy was not announced to the public by officials, but was reported by CalCoast News in February of this year. Let me see what else they need to tell them about. Addressing a variety of programs the department has recently abandoned, Burton said, is a full-time narcotics and gang officers on the wish list and will be assigned as soon as adequate personnel are in place. Now, this was interesting because they said upon Jim Grant's retirement, they said, what we want to do is see if we can, promote from the inside. They didn't say that with the chief of police in Paso. But then I guess the reason is because last time they got kind of burned on that deal. So, okay, I'll buy that. All right, I'll buy that. All right, here we go. Everything's going on in CalCoastNews.com today. And don't forget, Karen Vealey will be in tomorrow and join us for an hour or so at 12:05. to go to the bathroom, for gosh sakes. This is too bad, I guess is the best way to say it. San Luis Obispo negotiation with his police officers kind of went the way of the world there. And as soon as it actually comes up on my screen, I'm going to share it with you. It prompted the city to declare that their bargaining efforts are at an impasse. As a result, negotiations will transition to a more formal process that includes either going into mediation or discussion with the city manager. Following that, a fact-finding hearing allows both sides to ask questions and air concerns. If both sides are not able to reach an agreement, the city council will make the final decision. That, of course, after buying arbitration was yanked earlier in the year. The city is seeking to cut 6.8% per employee as a way to $6. What does that say? The city is seeking to cut. They have a dollar sign where it doesn't work. 6.8% per employee as a way to balance the current two-year budget. The union city leaders have battled over issues of procedures and bringing arbitration for several years. City officials said they acted illegally in bringing the issue to the voters. State agency assigned with administrating union bargaining laws has filed an unfair practices complaint against San Luis Obispo because city officials allege failure to meet and confer with members of the police union over the binding arbitration. City officials and union negotiators were slated to meet at the informal conference on June 5th to see if they could reach an agreement. As a result of their failure to come to any agreement, in September or October, a formal hearing will be set by the Public Employment Relations Board. And the wheels on the bus go round and round and round. All right, and so everybody else, except for the police union, everybody else kind of came to an agreement. So we'll see what happens next one. All right, then within a two-day period, San Obispo County Administrator Jim Grant, Jim Hill? I know who Jim Hill is. It's not who I meant to say. Jim Grant. With San Luis Obispo County Minister Jim Grant and County Councilman Warren Jensen both announced the week that they plan to retire in the fall. Following a sex scandal that ended in both former County Administrator David Edge and his assistant Gail Wilcox losing their positions, Grant took over in 2009. He has spent 33 years working for the county. And Jensen, who has been with the county since 1986, plans to retire on September 20th. Jensen replaced Jim Lindholm, who was the first Slo County Council following its split from the District Attorney's Office. Board of Supervisors has chosen Chief Deputy Counsel Rita Neal to replace Jensen. We are promoted from the inside on that one. So that seems to work out. All right. Other things in the news. One other item to get to. On CalcoastNews.com. And this is not a local story exactly, but this is a story that affects many. A federal judge has ruled Tuesday that owners of iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches may pursue claims against Apple for allegedly allowing advertisers to secretly back activities. Can I do that again? The whole thing I'm doing are all wrong, and I feel bad about it. Okay, take two. A federal judge ruled Tuesday that owners of iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches may pursue claims against Apple for allegedly allowing advertisers to secretly track activities of mobile devices. Apple, Google, and four other smaller defendants were accused of incorporating software into the devices, allowing the monitoring of users' movements. Apple was the only one of the six defendants that remained in litigation after U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh of San Jose issued a ruling. The judge also discussed claims that alleged computer fraud, unlawful wiretaps, and unauthorized record disclosures. Stemming from disclosures in 2011 made by two computer programmers who discovered tracking software built into those devices, lawsuits seek to prove that Apple made it possible for advertisers to download personal data collected from users. Data known to have been harvested, according to the judge, were addresses, genders, ages, identifiers assigned to devices, and functions performed on particular apps. Some device owners have said that Apple collected data and their precise whereabouts at any given moment. Apple founder Steve Jobs insisted on the day he died that monitoring of customers' data had never been done by the company and never would be. Well, that's a dying man's statement, but that doesn't seem to hold water on this particular case. Or apple juice, either. And that's what's going on there on CalcoastNews.com. Don't forget, 24/7, you can look at what's going on. Go to Talk is Cheap in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that. You can listen to KLINS live streaming. And we have podcasts of Talk is Cheap. Also, I got my email from LinkedIn that said, we suggest you change your password. How long ago was it? That was the beginning of the week. Wasn't it the beginning of the week that they found out that LinkedIn had been hacked? And so they just got around to sending me an email that says, maybe you should change your password. Then they must have been confused, because then the next email I got was from them that said, oh, we see that you have changed your password. And can I tell you what I actually did? I don't... these social networking things, I know they're supposed to be really healthy and good and help you out somehow, you know. I don't have any use for it. So anyway, as I followed every instruction they gave, I tried to sign off of LinkedIn 25 times, couldn't do it. I changed the password to something I could never remember in a million years. And nobody else could either. It has about 25 characters in it. All right. That's what's going on in that part of our world and why. Let me see what else I have here I want to share. We got tons of stuff. Now, the Miss USA scandal is spreading. I wasn't exactly sure what the scandal was, but after we hear from someone, we're going to find out more about this.
Well, when I left my job, I knew it'd be tough on our retirement savings, especially in this economy. But with three kids, being home more really helped.
So we went to Fidelity.
We talked about where we were and what we could do.
We changed our plan and did something about our economy. Now we know where to go for help if things change again.
Call or come in today to take control of your personal economy. Get free one-on-one help from America's retirement leader.
Time for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the Miss USA controversy. That's right, there's a new development, a new wrinkle, if you will, in the greatest scandal you forgot existed. But first, for those of you who have not been following the story, and may I say shame on you, let me remind you how we got here. Miss Rhode Island won the Miss USA pageant, which was broadcast on NBC earlier this month, the very next day. Another contestant, Miss Pennsylvania, claimed yet another contestant told her that she'd seen a predetermined list of the names of the women who later went on to be finalists. Are you following this? Yeah, me neither, frankly. Anyway, that other contestant, Miss Florida, said she was just joking about the list, but Miss Pennsylvania, she's not buying it.
I have many years of psychological training. I know when someone's telling a joke. I know when someone is scared and when someone is serious. And in my opinion, her body language was very serious. And she looked a little bit scared because she had just seen something that would potentially drastically change the reputation of the Miss Universe organization. And this is a big deal.
It's a big deal, a huge deal. And don't forget, she has years of psychological training. Now, I know what you're thinking. How could a pageant owned by this man possibly be controversial? Pageant officials deny the allegations and say Miss Pennsylvania is just using this so-called list scandal to cover up her real problem with the pageant, the fact that it allows transgender contestants. By the way, she dodged that question on the Today Show. For his part, Donald Trump told Good Morning America that Miss Pennsylvania is suffering from loser's remorse.
I think her primary issue was that she lost and she's angry about losing. And frankly, in my opinion, I saw her for, you know, barely a second. She didn't deserve to be in the top 15.
Trump and pageant officials also say they're going to take legal action against Miss Pennsylvania. Just to be clear, I, for one, am shocked that there is a controversy. I mean, the aftermath of beauty pageants is always so calm and so pleasant.
Larry, you're being inappropriate. You really are. So I'm
what?
Not going to talk about...
I'm asking a question.
I'm not, Larry, it's completely confidential, and you're being inappropriate.
Okay.
Okay?
So all right. Inappropriate King Live continues. Did you hear the question, Carrie? Is she leaving because I asked what motivated the settlement? Did you hear the question?
No, I can't hear you.
You took the mic off, and you put the mic on, we can hear you.
Yeah, I think that you are being extremely inappropriate right now, and I'm about to leave your show.
Poor Larry. He did his best that night. Now, back to the new development about Miss USA. A second contestant has reportedly told FoxNews.com a similar story about an alleged list of finalists, but only on condition of anonymity. So where does that leave us? I think we can all agree it's time for an independent counsel, or at the very least, a bloodhound wearing a detective cap. That's how seriously I take this story. He's going to sniff out the truth and get back to us. In the meantime, we'll keep holding on to the...
How do I know if a noise is dangerous? As a general rule, noise may damage your hearing if, for instance, you have to shout over background noise to make yourself heard. The damage from too loud of noise makes your ears ring or causes you to have decreased or muffled hearing for several hours after exposure, or if the noise is painful to the ears. Cotton balls or tissue do not protect your hearing. Noise-induced hearing loss typically occurs slowly over a period of time and is painless. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Fairy residents, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
All right, listen up, maggots, because I have something to say that you might want to hear. It's for every man 18 through 25 years old. Now, you want to live in my United States of America? Then you have got to register with Selective Service. It's a privilege, and it's the law. The fact is, you must register before you can qualify for student loans, most federal jobs, or job training. Now, you say you want to be a U.S. citizen? Well, get with the program. You've got to be registered to qualify. Now, Charlie tells me that we need to go online at sss.gov or fill out a Selective Service registration form at any post office. You did that already? Outstanding! You've earned my respect. Hoorah!
Register with Selective Service online at sss.gov or at the post office.
It's the law.
Someone says, you've had one too many. And of course you say, no, I haven't.
Your passenger says, aren't you driving a little fast? Your reply is, I'm just a little over the speed limit. Note the speedometer at 78. People you love say, you don't seem to hear well anymore. To which you stare blankly at them and say, huh? Denial is not just in Egypt, but facing the problem is as close as 1985 Johnson Avenue in San Luis Obispo. That's where you'll want to make an appointment with Karen Scott, certified audiologist. You know what the problem is, whether you're a hard-drinking, hard-driving, or hard-of-hearing son of a gun? You. You're the problem. We don't have to get into the first two, but the last one I can tell you something about because I wear a hearing aid. What you can't hear isn't always a problem for you, but it's a royal pain to people trying to get through to you. They want you to hear them. They want you to turn down the TV. They want you back. And Karen Scott is the yellow brick road that will take you to them. Karen has numerous alternatives in hearing technology, and she'll prove to you that better hearing means a better life. Call Karen Scott, certified audiologist, today for yourself or call for someone you love at 541-1790. 541-1790. It's a sound idea.
It's a sound idea right there, Karen Scott. And don't forget, she has moved. I had breakfast with the people from Karen Scott Audiology today. And so they're in the Walter Building, which is a three-story glass building next to the DMV. And they're let me tell you this also. If you're mobility impaired, because it's quite a maze to get to their place on the third floor. So if you call ahead, they'll have a wheelchair waiting for you so they can wheel you down if you're having problems. I just want to let you know I talked to Fred about that today. All right, other things happening. Hey, other things going on. Let's turn to this because I think this is kind of a hoot. And that is parents say Coast Union is just too far. So here's what's going on. In Kaimukas, you get through your elementary school and all that stuff, and then you have to go to Coast Union High School. And that's in Cambria, of course. Well, so instead of going just a few miles, you know, less than 5 miles south to go to Morro Bay High, you're going 15 miles north on a two-lane road. There's no passing, no nothing. And then instead of a four-lane road to the south. And so parents are starting to say, you know, this is really kind of dumb. And if you don't want the kid to take a bus, you got to drive that far, then you got all that stuff gets added to it. Anyway, but so here, of course, as we've talked about just yesterday, we talked about the fact with Ann, or 2 days ago, we talked about what happens then is that now you have this business where the schools get paid by the federal government for certain, you know, warm bodies in the seats and all that kind of stuff. And so it gets to be a big problem. Plus, it's also you get tax money for the number of students that you're teaching. So what is basically Coast Union is saying is, well, oh, my God, we'll all be killed. You know, we'll lose money. We can't do it. You know, what's going to happen to us now? And so then Morro Bay, what the people have to figure out at Slow Joint Union High School is that they have to figure out if they can actually fit the people into Morro Bay High School. And so they got to go through all this rigmarole and all this. Now, the point I want to make is it does seem rather obvious that years ago, it's been years, you know, that since they ever did anything different, it's been years from that. So if you really look at it, it doesn't really make sense that the kids in Cayucas would end up going to Cambria. It doesn't make sense at all. Now, by the time they get done, these many kids want to do this, and these many kids are going to get into other schools, and this many, it's at least 10 students. And so this guy Adams, you know, that runs the Coast Union High School District, who's been in the news before, he estimates six might want to attend high schools other than Coast Union, but their families don't qualify for inter-district transfers. So now are we down to? Are we down to four? Just them go to Morro Bay. Just them go to Morro Bay. You know, if there was a lot of money involved, I mean a lot, and you had students, so you say, well, and at one point the comment was made, well, what if we lose so many students that we have to, you know, we can't afford to have the classes for them and everything like that? We have to lay off teachers, for gosh sakes. Now, isn't there enough brain power out there amongst the people that run our school system to go, okay, let's say because it makes more sense, really, to have the kids from Cayucas go to Morro Bay High School just down the street. I know, I lived in Cayucas. And so wouldn't it make more sense to do that? So let's work out a situation where if there was a lot of kids, there's not, but let's just say there was. We'll take the teachers that Coast Union, and we'll have too many of, and we'll put them in Morro Bay High School, and then we'll take the kids, and everything will work out fine. It'll just work out. Now, will Coast Union have fewer students? Yes. But to make kids go that far for no particular reason except to say, well, you know, but we've been relying on the money all along. There's a tail wagging the pooch. Big time. And then speaking of pooches, they had talked about the Greyhound. But they're, here's the headline, because they just graduated, the Atascadero. Students' future remains unwritten, but their past is cause for celebration. I like the guy we had in the news the other day. You know something? You're not that important. Okay. Now this, well, as long as we're in Atascadero, let's stay there. Atascadero pushes for retirement age to 55 years of age. So if you're a civil servant, they're going to have a two-tiered system now where you have to be 55 to retire. You know, it's interesting. Once again, it's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of how people view things. So you have someone who's a government employee, and they get to retire at 55. They get to retire at 55. It's generally accepted that people in the private sector do not get to retire until they're 65. It's also reasonable to assume that that age will be raised to 70. So you can't help but wonder how people in the private sector might feel about the fact that they have to work 15 years longer in order to get a pension that won't be as good as the pension that the person that's in the public sector is going to get. You see how this doesn't pan out really, really well sometimes? Just thought I'd ask if you understood that. All right, some bacteria act as a buffer against us. We think of bacteria as We think of it that way. They're not saying not true. 100 trillion good bacteria that live in or on our human body. 100 trillion that live in or on our human body. That's a single human body, not 100 trillion for everybody in the world. You know, the billion people that are in the world. 100 trillion for just one body. That's really makes me want to barf. I feel like I'm swarming with little things that are just crawling all over me and oozing and whatnot. Well, actually, that's funny because I talked about my hearing aids, and I said, well, you know, they tend to want to pop out. I got these custom fit things, you know. And so she says, well, what you need to do is you need to wipe them with alcohol because, you know, your how does she say it? Your ears get slimy later on in the day. I said, can we use a different term? And she said, well, we could use moist. I go, okay, let's go with moist. So she said, so use alcohol. All that kind of stuff, because your body naturally, your canals go up, so your body, gravity and everything wants to push it the other way. That's all I was saying. Can I get those hearing aids that have little doodads that come down that nothing actually goes in your ear? They just sit right outside your ear, and the noise goes in there. She said, Bill, for somebody that has a slight hearing loss, that might work. In your case, you're a deaf. That wouldn't work at all. Okay, ask about it. Let's get on the phone and talk to somebody today and say hi. Hello.
Hey, Billy boy, how you doing?
Hi, Mikey. You've been out there amongst them, have you?
Yeah, out there amongst them all over the place. Yesterday I was in Napomo and Santa Maria. Today I'm in Paso Robles. I have to think for a minute, you know. It's like if today is Tuesday, it must be Belgium, that kind of thing. You know?
Exactly. Now, here's what was I going to just ask you? Doesn't matter. I forgot, so let's go on.
Small train of thought. It was a big show.
Huh? It doesn't matter. Just absolutely doesn't matter.
Hey, the reason I called up is because I think we missed our retirement by a few years here. I should have been retired for a little over 3 years here, and
I'm way past
overdue.
You're past
that, aren't you?
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that.
You know, I was in the North County, as I said. Yesterday, or South County yesterday, and I was listening to radio, and they were talking about the budget hearings that they had in San Luis for the county and in Santa Barbara for the county, which the San Luis one really was a joke. They spent a little over 2 hours confirming their budget, and it was so convoluted that no one could really figure out. You know, it was just like this department gets this amount of money and this department gets this amount of money and that adds up to that, and we're doing wonderful.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, but in Santa Barbara, it turns out that the police department and fire department average salary is $123,000 a year. Plus, they have a benefit package that is, again, 90% of that.
What, did you just want to annoy me today? Did you want to make me angry? What, did you want to just twerk me off?
I want you to get a little fireman hat and go running out the street and, you know, see if you can get some of that change that's floating around.
And
there.
Here's the thing. If we could have retired at 55, we could be sitting right now in New York and waiting in line since Tuesday for Justin Bieber to play on the Today Show, sing on the Today Show on tomorrow.
Yeah, but we couldn't have a Slurpee.
there's no sense in even commenting, really, on people that would, as kids and whatnot, that you camp out for Tuesday to Friday to just see somebody sing, but, you know, what the heck. I think New
York... Well, the first one that I remember was when I was still living down in Los Angeles, and at the Lam's Chinese Theater, they were playing Star Wars, and people had camped out for a week to watch the movie. Well, I went there with my buddy and, you know, and his girlfriend and my soon-to-be wife at the time there. And we saw it a week later and in the afternoon, and there was nobody in line. So,
really?
Yeah, it was and I just was laughing my head off because some guy that worked at the theater was telling me, you know, how far out that they were and how many shows it took to get rid of the line completely and that kind of stuff.
Was that the original Star Wars?
Yeah, it was the original Star Wars. Yeah.
And here, old Benica, who, you know, is the caboose on every train he's ever, you know, been a part of. All of a sudden, these people, I arrive in San Luis Obispo in November, and these people are talking about this Star Wars thing. You know, and I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? Because, you know, Mr. Overachiever here that just had his nose to the grindstone and was working away and not paying any attention to what was going on in the outside world, you know. Then all of a sudden, I sort of get it that this has to do with a movie, and finally, eventually I saw it, but...
I thought it was kind of, you know, at the time, I thought it was amazing because of the fact that the special effects that they had and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they, you know, everything that they did now, and if you look at it, the movie itself still stands up as a fun movie.
I agree.
But the special effects really are low grade compared to what you're looking at now. I mean, it's considered like television special effects now.
Yeah, but what they did, of course, on the re-releases, what they've done is they've jazzed them up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, they've cleaned up the picture some. They've, you know, done a few things. They've added some of the computer graphics stuff to help it out some and that kind of thing, you know.
There was still a huge amount of originality in it. People tell me I'm wrong when I say that because they say it's a compilation of 1,000 other, you know, science movies that have already been done before. But I still thought it was very original to me. And and you know, the sound effects were very original. The concept of creatures and people and things and beasts and whatnot to me was very. I was taken aback by it. I was really impressed.
Yeah, the creatures and stuff, that was really unique, and the way that, and back then, you know, they didn't have the computer stuff that they have now, where they put it, because if you see the cantina scene now, it has creatures in it that weren't in the original movie.
Right, right.
Because there was no way you could do it. And back then, most of the creatures were actual people. There were a few puppets that were, you know, Frank Oz type of thing and stuff. But mostly it was Rick Baker and Dick Smith and a few other of the makeup guys that were doing all the stuff, you know. And then, like, when it came to Jabba, just a huge puppet that was controlled by, I think it was five or six different guys that doing everything from shake its tail to move its eyes.
Here's what impresses me about, and we should be talking tomorrow when Jim D's here, but here's what impresses me about these movie things. I really mean this. So here you have, I mean, name. I don't care if you have a Tauntaun or whatever, you Ewok or what you come up with, but then you even come up with some of these oddball things like a Sarlacc. Is that what that thing was called underneath Jabba's place?
I don't remember.
I think that was Sarlacc. First off, you got to come up with a name for it, and then you have to come up with it.
Yeah. Well, I think that they started out with the description of what they were and then kind of worked their way backwards from that. The names were usually the last things that they came up with.
I'm still amazed.
The kind of the area and that kind of stuff, you know, but... I do remember when there was when the second was it the second one or the third one that was with the little Ewoks?
That was the third one, I think.
Yeah. Okay. When I was in Los Angeles with that, I was at Universal Studios for something, and it turned out that they had most of the people that played the Ewoks were all there for some convention or something
really?
Like that.
Was it kids?
No. Most of it was
little people. Little people.
Yeah.
Really?
And I kept wondering what was going on that all these little people were around there, because it was kind of an unusual thing, you know, and usually if there's some kind of a convention or something, you hear about it. And so I finally go up to one guy, and it turns out that he was one of the main Ewoks, and he was saying, oh, you know, well, that's what we're here for. We just decided that we would get together right after the movie came out, and, you know, and this was the place to get together. And
for people who aren't
kind of stuff.
For people who aren't following political correctness, you know, to the T, of course, little people are what used to be called midgets. And if you want,
yes.
If you want my opinion, to this day, I still think of little people as children. Small children and midgets as midgets, but I know I'm learning to call them.
I call them.
Yeah, I
do the same thing, because there's an old holiday song by, you know, I think it's Charlie Daniels, called Little Folks, and you know it's about kids, and the last thing I would think of is midgets when they're talking about little folks.
So from now on, little kids will call tykes. And
there you go.
Our tykes, and we'll call the other people little people. That way we'll know the difference, perhaps.
Or we could always call them, what is it, ankle biters and stuff like that.
Yeah, just use the other derogatory names we have. Unbelievable. Anyway, Mikey, I thank you for your buzz in.
And all right, Billy Boy.
What's the temperature in North County? What's the temperature up there?
Actually, it feels really nice. It's supposed to get into the high 80s, but I'm in the shade, which I always have to work in, and... it feels like it's in the mid-70s.
Good. Glad to hear that. All right. If I don't talk to you before, have a good weekend, man.
You too.
All right, Mikey, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see what else is going on. Let's see what else is happening in our world. Oh, you know something? Boy, was this bogus. I don't know what the game's being played here with CNN. I don't have a clue. I turn on CNN, and usually just before I come to work, and see what they have to say that's going on, in case there's some major thing going on, which sometimes there is. Anyway, but here's what was going on. So the president gave an economic speech today, and so the Republicans naturally say, well, it was political. It was just, you know, he's getting FaceTime, you know, and that's what he's doing. So then what CNN did was, apparently they gave Romney 10 minutes, or they were going to give him 10 minutes. So after the president spoke for 10 minutes, they said, okay, we're going to cut him off now because, you know, we're going to give Mitt Romney 10 minutes. There's two things entirely wrong with that. Number one, President Obama is a sitting president. So there's no there would never have been an equal time consideration, even back during the days when there was an equal time consideration, because he's a standing president and he can make a speech anytime he wants to. And it'd be foolish not to. Number two, there is no more equal time. That doesn't exist anymore. So why they otherwise Fox News couldn't exist. So why they would do that and say that, I don't know. They didn't say it had to do with equal time. They didn't come out and say that, because that would be stupid, because they can't say that. But I thought that was really a weird thing to do. I'll be honest with you, I have to think a weird thing to do. And here's the other thing too that's already going on. This is why I said, you know, except for mentioning things like this, the little things that are just kind of wacky, I don't want to get into a big thing with this thing. It's just ridiculous. It's just insane. Because I've already seen where, one person says that everything that's gone right is by accident, and everything that's gone wrong is that person's fault. And that's absurdity. It's just not worth having this absurdity to me. I don't enjoy the absurdity of it. And I thought that was really weird, so I thought I'd share it with you. I did mention that if you research Betsy Ross about the American flag, it is quite fascinating, really. I mean, Betsy, she was a friend of George Washington's, but the idea of her actually sewing the flag is, a matter of fact, they were invoiced, Congress was invoiced by an actual flag company, I think in New York State or New York Territory at that time, for the construction of the flag. Anyhow, moving on. Have you come a long way, baby? The Pentagon, Leon Panda says the Pentagon will celebrate, have celebrations of Gay Pride Month. The military is going to have celebrations of Gay Pride Month. I'm just telling you. Woo. I know a reaction to that, I think, is going to be people say, well, how come they don't have a heterosexual month that you have a celebration of some kind? It's a matter of when you've done something terribly wrong for a long time to people, and then you're trying to make it right. You may, and this to me is actually going overboard a little bit, but it's to be understood. I think it's to be understood that people are going to go overboard in order to somehow get back to the middle, if we ever can get back to the middle exactly. All right, other things happening. Other things happening. How many is it again? 100 trillion bacteria. That's just the good bacteria that are on you. There's bad bacteria also. All over your body. It's like mites, You have little mites in your eyebrows and your eyelashes. And so somebody says, oh, I'm going to go use hot water. And it just makes them stay. It makes them multiply more, as a matter of fact. So don't think about it. Just, don't. It's making me ill. Don't think about it. All right. Here's what's going on. Here's a big lineup thing for the Mid-State Fair, which I have to read because I have no choice. Really. I can't memorize this. Singer-songwriter Uncle Cracker, blues rock guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and swing band Big Daddy Voodoo Daddy, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, are among the free acts performing at this summer's California Mid-State Fair. They join a lineup that includes pay shows for boy band Big Time Rush, country star Brad Paisley and Eric Church in classic rock acts Journey, Pat Benatar, and Loverboy. Now, can I throw in a thing here on the side? Let me throw in a sidebar on this. My wife just told me today that her sister, who had visited recently, took her daughter, who had stayed with us, Genevieve, drove all the way down to Oakland, to see that, what's the name of that thing again, these kids? To see Big Time Rush. Wow. Of course, if you're a teenager, you're 15 years old, your parents are driving you down to a concert, you don't want them there. I mean, hopefully they went someplace else and minded their own business doing adult things while she did that. Anyway, that was kind of weird. All right, other things are going on. Grammy-nominated guitarist Wayne Shepherd will perform July 21st with Christian rock band Cutlass playing July 22nd. Second week, the fair performances will be Uncle Cracker, which we said, the trio Los Lonely Boys, and You Light Up My Life, pop country crooner Debbie Boone, who's on TV now. Have you seen doing an advertisement for you can get your face fixed up and not look like an old poop? They have a payment plan, too. So that's important. Hopefully, it's not the person, it's not the plan that Kenny Rogers did. That's all I'm saying to you right now. If it's any other plan, I consider it, but not the Kenny Rogers plan. There you are right there. Debbie Boone. She sang one song that was a hit. It was a Grammy Award winner. One song. She only sang one. It was a Grammy Award winner, and she's never done a new one since. Bless her heart.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Is Egypt's pro-democracy revolution over? Egypt's Supreme Court has ordered the Islamist-controlled parliament dissolved. That has people flowing into Tahrir Square in protest. U.S. diplomats are concerned.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the U.S. is still seeking clarification about today's court decision, but she warned,
there can be no going back on the democratic transition.
And she also said the U.S. is concerned about recent decrees issued by the Egyptian military.
Even if they are temporary, they appear to expand the power of the military.
Clinton said the U.S. expects to see a full transfer of power to a democratically elected government. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
Presidential candidates stumping on both sides of Ohio.
In this election, you have two very different visions to choose from.
President Obama told supporters in Cleveland Mitt Romney would slash government programs to pay for huge tax cuts.
If you want to give the policies of the last decade another try, then you should vote for Mr. Romney.
Talk is cheap. Action speaks loudly. Look what's happened across this country.
Romney spoke across the state in Cincinnati.
So as you look at the president's record, it is long on words and short on action that created jobs.
He said the president has broken his promise to fix the economy. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
British authorities today unveiled a plan to log details of every web visit, every email, telephone call, or text message in the UK, every one of them. Nick Pickles at Big Brother Watch.
What kind of society do we want to live in? And how do we feel about the government monitoring everything we do?
Britain's Home Office said only evildoers should be frightened of the government watching. Sometimes it's better to let a wildfire burn. Tim Sexton, manager at Wildland Fire Research in Idaho.
Allowing some fire to burn periodically under favorable conditions will reduce the hazard that builds up over time and potentially allow us to manage all of those fires much more successfully.
A small fire in Park County, Colorado has forced some evacuations. The big fires in Colorado and New Mexico continue to burn, though little humans are making slow, incremental, dusty, hot, and sweaty progress. The prosecution may rest its sex abuse case today against Jerry Sandusky in Pennsylvania. Powerful, graphic testimony has lasted just 4 days.
I don't expect the defense case to be terribly long either. It's hard to see how Sandusky's lawyers can overcome what was a very strong, emotional, and detailed case against the defendant, and the trial judge is unlikely to allow the defense to go too far afield in raising questions about the credibility of the alleged victim.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Wall Street, the Dow up 148 points. NASDAQ gained 18. Haboob means dust storm in Arabic, and each year in Phoenix, Arizona transportation officials try to get the word out to drivers about what to do. They have held a haiku contest to do that. This is CBS News.
Smart companies everywhere are getting dressed at Land's End Business Outfitters. We'll embroider your company logo on everything from polos to outerwear. Our quality will unify your team and make your brand better. Small companies to market leaders like Hampton Hotels and Southwest Airlines are dressing their employees at Land's End Business Outfitters. Now let us show you your good name on our good products. Visit landsend.biz. That's landsend.biz.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Helmet laws save money and lives, according to the CDC's latest figures.
The annual cost savings in terms of medical and productivity in states with strict motorcycle helmet laws were nearly four times greater than in states without helmet laws. And the CDC's Rebecca Nauman says the tougher the law, the bigger the savings.
In North Carolina, we saw the cost savings were about $1,600 per registered motorcycle, and they have a strong helmet law, a universal helmet law, whereas in New Mexico, it was about $48 per registered motorcycle.
And wearing a helmet can save your life. This study finds, on average, about five times as many bikers without helmets die in states with less restrictive laws. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
Kids in Birmingham, Michigan did it. They made the Guinness Book with last summer's lemonade stand. Actually, a series of lemonade stands, all connected, just 1 inch less than 1,400 feet long. Longest lemonade stand ever. Kids at Beverly Elementary got the word this week. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Smart companies everywhere are getting dressed at Land's End Business Outfitters. We'll embroider your company logo on everything from polos to outerwear. Our quality will unify your team and make your brand better. Small companies to market leaders like Hampton Hotels and Southwest Airlines are dressing their employees at Land's End Business Outfitters. Now let us show you your good name on our good products. Visit landsend.biz. That's landsend.biz.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Three-month-old Afreen died in the hospital with cigarette burns, bites. Banu stares at the tiny screen on her cell phone. This is the only place she can see her baby girl alive and well. Three-month-old Afreen died in the hospital with cigarette burns, bites, and a dislocated neck. Police say her own father killed her. Why? Because Afreen happened to be born a girl. After my delivery, my husband had come to see me and the baby. After seeing the child, he said, "It's a girl? Why did you give birth to a girl?" she says. He wanted a boy, an heir. Reshma was devastated when she was given this ultimatum by her husband. For her wedding, we will require 100,000 rupees for all the expenses. If you can get that amount from your mother, then you can keep her. But if you can't, then kill her. She couldn't and refused to kill her baby. So police say her husband did it himself. As brutal and shocking as this case may be, getting rid of babies just because they're girls is nothing new here in India. And many times it's done long before the child is born. How? Sex selective abortions. India has a growing gap between the number of girls and the number of boys. The 2011 census showed for every 1,000 boys, there were only 914 girls. The gap was smaller 10 years ago. UNICEF has said India is the most dangerous place to be a girl. Would you agree with that, considering what you know about the subject?
Yeah, largely, this is from the point of view of mortality statistics for girls versus boys, I would say yes.
Dr. Anand Krishnan has been researching the subject for years. Sex-selective abortions are against the law in India, but he says it's still happening. And he says there are more sex-selective abortions among the educated and well-off than among the desperately poor and uneducated.
The boy is seen as a better investment to the return.
When you say that, basically what you're telling me is that families look at girls as a liability.
Absolutely.
And boys as almost a retirement.
Absolutely.
In traditional Indian families, the men marry and bring their bride home to live and take care of his parents. Girls marry and leave the home, providing no extra financial support. Plus, a girl's family can go broke trying to pay a dowry to get her married. Dowry is also outlawed in India, but it's still as common as it ever was. We traveled to a village the Indian government says has one of the worst ratios of boys to girls in the country, where the government has launched a campaign to change minds. But even though they wear T-shirts with messages about keeping girls, we still found many more young boys. Girls are mostly aborted here, she says. The people want more boys. There's a shortage of girls. We met Chandravati while she was taking care of her neighbor's newborn baby girl, all the while blowing cigarette smoke into the baby's face. She says the poorest people don't have the money to abort, so they're forced to keep girls. But those who can afford an ultrasound and abortion get rid of female fetuses. So much money is required to get them married. Where will the money come from, she says. But for Reshma and her parents, a baby, boy or girl, is a blessing. She had just come into the world. She is like a flower bud, and he killed her. I lost my daughter. What can be worse than this? Reshma's husband still waiting trial. Reshma still mourning the chance to raise her first child just because she was born a girl. Sarah Seidner, CNN, Bangalore.
I'm, you know, there's an expression, stateside. I'm glad I'm stateside. I just want you to know that. There's no question in my mind that I'm just delighted that I'm stateside. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The more we learn about the rest of the world, the more weird it becomes. Hi, Bill Beck at Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, and we're experiencing weirdness together today on 1340 KYMS, your news station. Thanks for joining me today. Let's look at what's going on at Spencer's Fresh Market. One of the all-time great things, of course, is when you're doing your Santa Maria barbecue, and you can do it for your own dad. Don't make dad barbecue. You can do it. Get out there and get a meat thermometer, 135 degrees, medium rare. You let it sit for about 10 minutes. It'd be perfect. Untrimmed tri-tip roast, $3.99 a pound. Prairie Fresh Natural Pork Baby Back Ribs, I've told you, they're great. Split Barbecue Chicken, $1.19 if you want Chicky Chickies. They have all the veggies you need and stuff, the taters, things like that. They have, you want to say, Dad needs some brewskis, you know, they've got some Bud Lights and some and Coors Ducati for $12.99. And also the Buds and all that. And then they have Coca-Colas for $4.99 for 12-pack plus CRV, $3.99 for 7-Up or A&W. And then they have water, $3.99 for a 24-pack of water, in case you want water. And you might. Now, here's the other thing, too. They got party-sized lasagna or chicken enchiladas. Your choice, $10.99. So if you're having a big group of people and you're saying, party-size. Okay, there you go. And then they have other. Oh, now here's a part of the barbecue you have to have. It's required. It's required by law if you're having a Santa Maria barbecue. You have to have linguica or blue cheese sausage, preferably linguica. And it's homemade by Spencer. And so get some linguica for $3.99 a pound. Anything else is required by law? No. You should have a salad and beans if you want. You can get the beans, and they have beans themselves. They have beans already made. If you want to just buy their beans, that's a good idea right there. Yeah, we have the great bakery items. They got the great deli. They have great butcher shops that actually grind the fresh meat every day, and it's delicious. It's delicious when it's freshly ground, and they do it. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations for Father's Day on the Central Coast, Arroyo Grande, Atascadero, Santa Maria, Morro Bay, and San Luis Obispo. Father's Day, Father's Day. Okay, let's do a few headlines. I just want to see what's going on here. This is a big, there's a big deal going on in Egypt. It's not good. The military seized power again and suspended, they've suspended parliament. And so it's not good. Let's see. Some of these are just self-explanatory. Officer wanted Sandusky charges in 98, back in 1998. I'm confident. No, I don't want to say it that way. I really believe that there's no reason this man should not be found guilty of what he's been charged with. You know what they did? The prosecution played the interview with he and Bob Costas back here half a year ago, and when Bob Costas said, "Are you sexually attracted to young boys?" the pregnant pause that followed was. I mean, everybody, especially after the testimony of these young men, is like, oh, my God. And then he eventually says, well, I like them, but I'm not, no, am I sexually attracted? And I was like, it's just so awful. This thing is so hideous. I mean, what a terrible, 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 terrible man. Anyway, let's see what else is going on. Will Dottie Sandusky testify? That's his wife, I assume. Probably not. It would not do them any good whatsoever. Lance Armstrong, you know, has been banned, even from doing Ironman competitions, triathlons, all that kind of stuff. They say that he's really in this whole dopey thing. Where is this thing? Let's go to sports. Wait a second. Let's go to sports because I want to tell you something else because something else major happened yesterday I haven't even told you about yet. Anyway, but the anti-doping agency charges Armstrong. So this is the USADA, which is different than anybody else he's had to deal with. This is the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. Anyway, they filed formal charges against the 7-time Tour de France winner. So, and they blood transfusions and then other funny things you've never heard of if you don't or you're not a doper. That he's been involved in, and. It would be sad to see him dethroned, but who knows where that's going to go. U.S. Open, let the Olympics games begin. San Francisco's Olympic Club should prove a tough test for elite field at the U.S. Open, Tiger Woods and all. Now, here's what happened yesterday that was absolutely fabulous, and that is Matt Cain pitched the 22nd perfect game in Major League history for the Giants, striking out a career-high 14. Let me give you these numbers. These numbers are fabulous. Perfect games in Giants history after Matt McCain's performance. 1. He's the only one that's done it for the Giants. Perfect games this season. Phil Humber of the Chicago White Sox has the other one. Let's go to this stat down here. The only other year there have been 2 perfect games in the same season. Do you know when the year was? 1880. Holy dump truck. No hitters pitched in the major league this season. There's been 5. Cain struck out 14 in Wednesday's win over the Astros. He pitched 125 throws. And it had a sore shoulder, as you can imagine. And then 22 is the perfect games in Major League Baseball history. So those are just some of the numbers. But anyway, super-duper congratulations to the Giants and Matt Cain. And that's from the Dodgers station over here. We're going to congratulate Matt Cain on a perfect game. You can't not do that. It's not fair if you don't do it. Not right. All right, let me send me some of the other headlines. Okay. Raising a child is going to cost you $8,000 more than it used to. I guess last year. Okay. Carville. What if the rich lost 40,000% of its wealth? Now, you know what that reminds me of? Let me go to this. Now, you're going to say, Bill, are you sure that's what you're going to go to? Yeah. The cartoon in today's paper. Here's the husband holding up a paper that says family net worth down 40%. And then the woman's holding a thing that says dingo case solved after 30 years. And she's saying to him, maybe the dingo ate our savings. Can I say something about this just because it's such a weird story anyway, this whole dingo thing and the infant and whatnot. They didn't solve this case. They didn't find, like, a 35-year-old dingo scat that had kids rattle in it, you know. They've assumed that what they assume is so. It's not really solved. It's just been declared as such. I think there's really a distinction between the two. And I... they're running fast and loose with this term solved, as far as I'm concerned. That's not, I don't see where they're buying, where you can buy that. All right, let's see what else is going on. SPCA, International Money Not Going to Animals, and which would be a shame because they have that lady that was on the Seinfeld show that gets on there and tells you to be nice to the animals, and they show all these poor little animals, and they say give money and everything. We'll give you a bag and a jacket and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know what they say about that. Okay. Code Red, app warns you about stress. The heart attack you just had should warn you, too. Colorado's still screwed up. There was a story in the news today about a teenager who got in a car accident on the way to his graduation. I mean, really a bad car accident. And he was all screwed up and bleeding and whatnot. He ran to his graduation. Now that's called, I want to get out of school. I want nothing to stand in the way of me getting out of school. Other people. I got a couple more things. Oh, I don't know. Dallas was on last night again. It returned, and I certainly didn't watch it. And so, but that's it. I didn't watch Dallas, but Nancy was a big Dallas fan. People were back then, but Dallas was the huge, huge thing. I mean, it really was. I know that. And I don't know how. And so they got how many? Three leftovers or four leftovers? They got three. I think three leftovers, and then they got some new actors and actresses. But so we'll see what happens with that. Okay. I think that's all that I was going to share with you today about what's going on there. Let's talk about what else is going on locally, because we got things. This is a big deal. Slow Brew hoping for a new site. After more than 20 years on Garden Street, the business will leave to make way for the Terraces Project. New locations proposed for Igara, where the surf shop was, right there, the big, huge thing, surfing shop. And then it's a single story now, right? They want to add a second story, and they want to add a patio on the top. So they can have, you got your rock and roll they have there, then you have your patio kind of dining stuff, you know, and brewing and all that. That'd be pretty cool. First they had to go through all this retrofit stuff for that building, and then I guess that because that's a historical building, that's somehow going to be incorporated into this terrace project. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't seen a picture of how they're going to do that, or maybe I've seen it and I'm too dumb to remember, but either way, it's somehow going to maintain itself. Let me see if they said something. The site is scheduled to become a restaurant and bar for a hotel approved as part of the mixed-use Garden Street Terraces project. Construction of that project is expected to begin at the end of 2013, take about 18 months to complete. So they'd redo it inside. So even though the outside would be the bricky-looking thing, you know, from the old hardware store, the inside would be more modern and everything, and have to do with the hotel they're going to put in there. I got it. All right, so that'll look all right, man. That'll look all right, man. They're building a house next to my brother's house, my brother-in-law's house. They started framing it Tuesday, Monday. They started framing it Monday. Today's Thursday. And they're already putting the plywood on the roof. It's like, say what? Holy cow! Insta house. Insta house. Tanaya of tomorrow. The popular but long neglected lake is getting a number of upgrades this summer, including better parking, rerouted trails, raised boardwalks, and picnicking facilities. That's Tanaya Lake up in Yosemite. I've only been to Yosemite once. And I didn't get anywhere. I didn't really get out of the valley. But now that's interesting. You say, Bill. Well, at least you got to be in the valley, but guess what? That's not a good idea either. Where's my other page here? Where's my the valley? They're closing down all parts of the valley there because the boulders are falling down and squishing people. And I just soon not be squished, I have to tell you the truth. I've given a choice. I would rather just not be squished. But so that's what they're doing right here. Rock risk closing some Yosemite sites for good. Boulders saying about popular camps make areas too dangerous for tourists. And the sad part is, wouldn't you know, the part that where the people are getting squished are the cheap seats. So, you know, you got the little camping areas. And this is where this is where a lot of people say, boy, this is where I'd like to. Now, they say that, here's what they say. They say, well, no, a lot of people use those before they go on some specific hike. if you're going to spend the night in Yosemite Valley, aren't you probably going to go on a specific hike anyway? You know, they kind of, there's word meisters out there that are kind of, they twist things around a little bit. So, you know, it's like, it's not just cheap camping there for the you know, the unwashed masses. It's because, well, the people that normally use it, they're not going to miss it. Right. All right. Now, this is huge news, once again, because ultimately it's just going to happen. You know, you need a new heart, they're going to stem cell you a new one. You need a new liver, they're going to stem cell you a new one. Here they build a vein with a girl's own stem cells. She had a bypass, you know, a blood vessel bypass block in her liver. So they took, what did they do? They took, let me tell you what they did. They took a 3.5-inch section of vein from a deceased donor. So this is not her. This is not like taking a vein from her and moving it over and saying, okay, now you got your own vein. They wanted to see how this would work. So they took a vein. They stripped it of its cells. Now, I don't know what a vein would look like. If it's stripped of its cells, it would be invisible, wouldn't it? That's what they said they did. And then they attached the stem cells to it. They multiplied. And in a couple of weeks, they had a big fat vein they could put into this lady. And because it was her stem cells, it didn't reject the new vein. Wow. This is pretty exciting news, I have to tell you, really. I mean, it really honestly is. So think if they could take your own stem cells and make you new parts. Wow. Make me a new nose that looks different than the one I have. Is it going to come out exactly the same no matter what? All right, that's it. Then it's here, so I'll read it. Is it time for Democrats to be worried? Bad economic news, Romney's cash flow causes a sense of urgency on Obama backers. But that's going to go back and forth, so I'm ready for that. All right, we have a new NRC lady. She vows collegiality and transparency. This is Allison McFarland, who says, everybody's going to get along, you know, and this is what she actually said, because nobody's told her yet that that's not really the most important part of what they do. Apparently, in a Senate hearing, McFarland pledged a strong commitment to collegiality at all levels, saying the agency empowered to protect public safety, such as the NRC, requires a special working environment to assure its integrity. She'll find out. I don't know why it takes people to find this long to find out, but I don't know. Maybe she hasn't worked for the NRC before, but here's the thing. So she'll find out next week that the NRC isn't there to protect public safety, really. It's to keep nuclear power plants nuclear. So that's kind of the only difference there. All right. Fires fuel plan to help forests be forests. So here's what they're talking about now. They're talking about spending $1 billion to start attacking some of these forests that haven't had fires forever, and the underbrush is all grown up and all that, to where it's just a disaster like Colorado waiting to happen. So that's what they think they're going to do, is start to attack. Because they can't, you know, we got too many people. You can't just let them burn. Speaking of burning, 10,000 more can attend Burning Man. 10,000 more people are expected to be on hand in the Nevada desert for this year's Burning Man Festival after federal officials increased the event's attendance cap. They issued a special permit allowing 60,900 people, up from 50,000 last year. The annual gathering takes place in the Black Rock Desert during the week leading up to Labor Day weekend, and it sounds like a really exciting event. Or not. I'd rather go to PCPA. I'm a curmudgeon, so that's why. Other people, let's go ahead and do this a little. Before we do the news, let's do this little flash here. People driving between San Luis Obispo and Monterey County line and Big Sur may encounter delays up to 15 minutes as crews restripe and they take a new section of road they just dug into the hillside. They'll restripe it, you know, it'll be good for the summer. And then next winter, It'll slide into the ocean.
When you buy a previously owned vehicle from Rancho Grande Motors, you can feel confident that your automobile purchase will be covered, whether by a written warranty or something even better. You see, our philosophy at Rancho Grande Motors is no worries. You don't even have to ask, because we always tell you everything we know about our vehicles. Our vehicles are top-notched and fully reconditioned. We take pride in the condition of our previously owned cars and trucks. If something goes wrong with your car or truck, we handle it. And they are all priced competitively on the lot and the internet, so you can shop and compare. Come talk to us at Rancho Grande Motors, where you'll always have a peace of mind when it comes to a used car purchase. We're always here for you. We are Rancho Grande Motors. Go to RanchoGrandeMotors.com or stop by for a visit at 1404 Auto Park Way, San Luis. Rancho Grande Motors, a little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why? Ooh.
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Julia Rubenstein tests Bullfrog Sunscreen at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I thank people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we can go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright alright
da 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 da. Settle down. She's rich, she's nice. Bring your friends and we'll all go into town. Make it good and live by.
we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Mungo Jerry. That's definitely a summer song right there, I would say. You can't get around that. All right, you're Bill Benka, Talkers Cheap Friends and Neighbors Network. The reason we're doing Summer Songs Day was because I had a thing in Ticket Magazine about summer songs, but I added some of my own. And the next thing you're going to hear also is one that I added about summer. Let me tell you about Charter, because big things are going on right now. The bundle is truly the best way to experience the best of Charter. If you act right now, you can get a free DVR with qualifying bundles. Bundle Charter TV and HD, the most powerful internet and unlimited nationwide phone service. Purchase the Charter bundle today and choose your favorite programs in HD on your new free DVR to watch whenever you choose. Charter is constantly adding new HD channels. No other internet service compares to what the Charter bundle provides. Ranked number one in the nation by PC Magazine, Charter internet speeds up to 100 megs. Can't find time to watch primetime stuff? Get a free DVR and watch everything on your schedule. Charter phone with unlimited long-distance calling can save you 30% or more on household phone bills. Don't wait. Call now. Receive a free DVR when purchasing the Charter bundle starting at $79.98 per month for 12 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and let it all in. That's 1-888-GET-CHARTER. Be smarter. Restrictions apply. Call for details. I sure am jazzed at my DVR thing and being able to tape stuff and all that. As a matter of fact, I don't know, I taped to Dallas for Nancy last night. You can tape movies and everything in the world there. You can tape it. There. I guess you say it recorded. I don't know if tape is... Did they use the word tape? Let me see what they said. Record. Yeah, they use the word record. They don't use the word couch either or sofa. What do people use now? Davenport? Anybody use the word Davenport? I don't think anybody uses the word Davenport. Okay. I think it's sofa. I think now the common term now is sofa. Is that right? I was just checking. Window coverings used to be draperies, yeah, drapes. Well, times change. I'm changing with it, as you can see. Yeah, I'm changing the microphone setting, too. You can tell. All right, let's see what else happened today. People, things that I've read in the news and I want to share with you. All right. Well, the Tribune approached the safe parking program should be more inclusive. Yeah. And they're in a much gentler way saying that, you know, perhaps the percentage of income they're asking of a person is a little bit steep to start out with in trying to get this homeless parking project going, which is 70%, which they never mention. But that's all right. As long as everybody's on the same page and saying, you know what, something is not right with this whole program. There's something not right. And I think what I find just amazing still is that the city council has bought into this thing hook, line, and sinker and says, oh, yeah, this is the way we should do it. It's cruel. It is absolutely cruel. But that's me again. Karen Velian tomorrow, and we'll talk about Calco's news. I don't know if we're going to have anything to do with the shelter, though. And we don't need to. But if there's something to say, we'll say it. Now, Joe from San Luis Obispo had this to say, and I will agree with him. And don't forget today's Flag Day. Please fly your flag. Thank you. On June 6th, the fundraiser-in-chief forgot that he is, in fact, the commander-in-chief. On the 68th anniversary of D-Day, a day in which more than 10,000 American Allied soldiers and sailors were killed or wounded, the president tweeted 23 words and then headed for a Los Angeles fundraiser. Mr. President, those brave men who gave up their dreams, their aspirations, and some, all their tomorrows, deserve more, a great deal more. Hear, hear. Here's Don from Cambria wrote this, and I'll tell you what, I wish people would pay attention to this letter and get an understanding of what's going on. Because, I mean, here we're talking about all this trees and underbrush and stuff, and Cambria is as guilty of any place in the world that has a lot of trees to have the same problems. Wow, strong winds, days on end, and no power outages in Cambria. My thanks to the Cambria Fire Chief Mark Miller and PG&E for their aggressive tree trimming and dead tree removal. I know it angered many, but I'm grateful not to fear a dangerous tree fall on my house or car and be less fearful of a dangerous fire threatening my community. Do you remember, I can't tell you how many years ago it was, I don't remember, but Nancy and I drove up because it was Cambria because of a windstorm, and the trees that were falling over and knocked out all the community power lines, that knocked off all the phone lines, that knocked off everything in the whole wide world. You couldn't talk to Cambria. There was no communication with Cambria. And so, because at that time, even the cell, they didn't have enough cell towers to reach Cambria. So we knew something terrible had happened in Cambria, but there was no way to find out except to go. So Nancy and I got in the car. We drove to Cambria. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. I've never seen that many trees fall down. It was like, holy mech. I've just never seen anything like it. Honestly, I mean, that had to do with trees on the Central Coast blowing over to the in that quantity and smushing stuff. It was really very bad. So, but people sometimes, they don't... And I'm not picking on anybody, but a lot of times, you know, newer people come into a place, then they say, okay, we're going to go trim down some trees. I go, what are you doing? Okay, I came here, I wanted to see all these trees doing. Well, you have to understand something. The things that happened before you are hideous. All right, other things going on. License to sell. As a member of the San Luis Obispo County Tobacco Coalition Control Coalition, I urge the adoption of tobacco retail licensing ordinance in all jurisdictions of the county. This is from Susan. She's saying what they should do is that in order to sell tobacco, because people are selling tobacco to underage kids anyway, you have to have a license to sell tobacco, and your license is subject to being revoked in the event you sell cigarettes to minors. You do it with booze. Other things. Well, this was kind of a hoot right here. Suzanne Davis wrote a column in which she was describing a conversation between a woman who was holding up traffic in Arroyo Grande somewhere and a woman behind her who honked. And it got really vitriolic. And swear words by the one party were bouncing off the walls. And so she was kind of like, well, we may be the friendliest place in the whole wide world, but maybe there's something else that's wrong. So it was, she said it was really quite surprising. But I don't know what we've become. I'm not going to, you know, wring my hands and say we've become so terrible that, you know, it's just the end of the world here, you know. But our mores and morals, like always, are changing, you know. And it seems that, and this, I'm part of the generation that probably took away part of it. I mean, so I'm not blaming this generation, but it seems we lose more than we gain for sure. As we go along, we seem to lose more of a capacity for compassion and getting along and that kind of thing. But then again, you have to remember, once again, more rats in the cage. There's more rats in the cage. So the chances of personal behavior improving when there's more people and more traffic and more situations are not good. I can't tell you the number of times on late on a Saturday afternoon, Nancy and I might be coming home from her mom and dad's, and we're on Broad Street, and there's about three cars on Broad Street. She goes, yo, when I grew up, this is the way it used to look. Doesn't look like that now. As a matter of fact, where was the traffic coming from yesterday? Does anybody know what was going on yesterday? The heck was that? Was there a road closed or something that had to be rerouted? I've never seen so much traffic in my life. It was craziness. We went up to Atascadero. I had to go to Atascadero. We had a business appointment up there in the afternoon. I have never seen traffic like that in Atascadero. Ever, 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 ever. And it was on Highway 41. It was like, whoa. Kerberl, I took Kerberl to Highway 41, and Kerberl was out of control. And then Highway 41 was nuts. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe A&W was giving away free onion rings or something. I forgot to look down the street and find out. Okay. Oh, David Brooks' column I did read. But I didn't care about it, so that's that. It's like, okay, fine. Diamond Owns Up says execs may pay. Are you ready for this? This is J.P. Morgan Chase, the trading loss of $2 billion. They say bank officials involved in the deal, some of them could lose their bonuses. What in the world is this crap with Wall Street and banks and everything with their dang bonuses? What is this? Because people get bonuses whether the company does better or does worse. What is this craziness that goes on? And why in the world does shareholders put up with it? Somebody's nuts. You know, there are people who are just, I don't understand. People are nuts. All right, that's it. I'm done. That's all I can say about it. OPEC production rifts pits Iran against Saudi Arabia. Saudis want to keep production at current levels. Iranians say they're being punished. And of course they are. Yeah, of course they are. But the interesting thing is, I think you probably have noticed the price drop down at the pump. We went past place and there was 4:15, and we said, "Oh my gosh, it's 4:15." Can you imagine? They said that one day this would happen. If we saw something that anywhere was approaching $4, we'd be happy about that price for gas, and it's happened. All right. We have to get on. We got to crank on this thing here because it's something I had no idea. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't know it had a name. I've certainly encountered it like you are. You know when you're typing something, you're trying to get on a website or something, and you get, it used to just be a word that's in all kinds of kind of, how do I want to say it? It's in funny letters that look sometimes blurry and stuff. And so it's called a CAPTCHA. Let me tell you what that stands for. The CAPTCHA was created at Carnegie Mellon University in 2000. The name is short for Completely Automated Public Turing Test to tell computers and humans apart. All right, because computers have a hard time. If it's not just regular letters that they can read, they have a hard time getting. So what it does, it keeps the spammers out. So what they've said now, they've had to go from, because the spammers are working on getting better. Computers that are spamming are getting smarter on the CAPTCHAs. So they're making the CAPTCHAs harder and harder. So what they're saying is, so if you thought the CAPTCHAs were getting harder, they are. That's one reason it went to two words. And why it has numbers and letters and everything all mixed together. And why they're trying to keep, computers from being able to read these things. But the problem is, along the way, is when it's like the child safety thing. Like, if you notice that a lot of products now, they put the caps on tighter. Well, but then you got to get them off. And it's like absurd. It's impossible to get the caps off some things. I don't know what older people are doing these days. I don't know. Are they eating and everything? Are they drinking stuff? I literally go out sometimes and have to get pliers to get stuff off. But then I'm getting old and crusty, so maybe that's the reason. I'm not sure. But so far I've been able to read my CAPTCHAs, but every now and then you have to say, give me another one. I mean, I've had to do it. Give me another one, because I can't figure out for the life of me what that one says. Anyway, so that whole thing about CAPTCHAs was fascinating, I thought. There's probably 100 different kinds of CAPTCHAs. He said Google bought the one that now offers it for free. What is that talking about? Oh, let me do this again. It's an arms race between site owners and spammers. Users lose, said Jeremy Elson, a researcher at Microsoft Research, who had developed a CAPTCHA called Asira. It uses pictures of dogs and cats. Von Ann said there were now probably hundreds of different kinds of CAPTCHAs. He worked on one of the biggest reCAPTCHA. It's called a reCAPTCHA. Google bought that one and now offers it for free. You just have to decipher two words for reCAPTCHA. And they use dogs and cats? Do you type in what you see? Is that what the idea is? Okay, maybe. I don't know. That's like a 50-50 proposition to me, though. All right, that's and CAPTCHA, a CAPTCHA. And it stands for, once again, which is really strange, it stands for Completely Automated Public Turing, T-U-R-I-N-G test. Weird, eh? Cereals, killer competition. So here's what they're doing. So here's the people that are really getting into this whole thing. Maltomeal, they were just had Maltomeal. So then they said, well, okay, wait, we got to have some other stuff, and we got to be able to sell cereal. So instead of selling it in boxes like everybody else does, we'll sell it in bags. And, it'll be completely different, sort of. So here's some of the names of the completely different cereals. Apple Zings, Berry Colossal Crunch, Cinnamon Toasters, Cocoa Roos, Crispy Rice, Frosted Flakes. See, some aren't even trying. They're not even trying. Okay. Frosted Mini Spooners, Golden Puffs, Honey Buzzers, Honey Nut Scooters, Marshmallow Meaties, Raisin Bran, and Tutti Frutti's. Which I think is Trix. But I'm guessing. So anyway, so why do they want to get a share, man? I've been gaining ground, though, particularly on the number 3 and 4 players, Post and PepsiCo's Quaker division. Its share of the U.S. cold cereal business is measured in points, jumped from 3.1% in 2011 to 9.6% last year, just by putting them in a bag and calling something else. So that's interesting right there, I thought. Okay. Lenders initiated foreclosure proceedings against more U.S. homeowners in May. Bummer. More than a year after at last made a car, Saab Automobile of Sweden was sold Wednesday to a group of Chinese and Japanese and Swedish investors. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't know what's going to happen with that yet. But if you remember, Jaguar was bought by the Tata Motor Works of India, and other cars are being bought by other places. So who knows? You two could be driving a new Saab and comparing it to a Saab jet somehow, which it doesn't, but I don't care. Computer Dell plans to trim its expenses by more than $2 billion during the next 3 years as it tries to move into the more lucrative areas of technology. You know, instead of selling people laptop computers, getting something else, you know, then you can make some dough. That's what's going on with that. Yeah, going on with that. Yeah. Now, let me see what else I have here. We exhausted CNN today. We talked about our sports. We talked about some of the stuff here. We talked about the big old vein. We talked about rocks falling on your head if you go to Yosemite. Well, here you go. Here, what was I talking about yesterday? Putin. Putin. U.S.-Russia ties feel a chill after return of Putin. He's a chilling-looking man. I mean, he was on the cover of Time magazine. Remember, was he a man of the year or just on the cover of Time magazine? Yeah, he's a chilling-looking man. Anyway, so anyway, they say that back in the old days, the best years of our lives were with Dmitry Medvedev, and things have changed since he's gone. Vladimir Putin, the grim former KGB colonel, has returned to the Kremlin, has ushered in a frosty relationship, fretted by an impasse over Syria and complicated by fractious domestic politics in both countries. Things aren't good, is what they're saying. Okay. Well, Australia has started the creation of the world's largest ocean reserve. So this is, you know, 1 bazillion acres that you can't mess with, 1.1 million square miles of ocean that you can't have. It's just kind of an ecological preserve. Californians think you're doing the same thing, in which case you will be eating, instead of fresh fish and chips, even instead of frozen Alaskan fish and chips, you'll probably be eating Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. As our fishing boats become all tourist boats for the Morro Bay. The Texas prison system is now bigger than California's. And you know what? I think we should encourage this. I think we should take some of our people and send them to Texas, say, you don't want us to catch up with you. You want to be bigger yet? Here, take some of our guys. That was my idea right there. All right. Japan has moved closer to restarting nuclear reactors for the first time since last year's earthquake and tsunami because the Japanese have so depended on nuclear power for electrical generation that they sort of have no choice. So that's kind of the direction they're headed. Which is understandable, you know. You gotta, when you plug stuff in, if there's no power, that's not going to do any good, is how I look at it. Okay, other things are going on. I'm making sure we got our music ready to play here, because we're going to hear more summer music, and it's going to be the summer of 42. Fairly obvious choice, I think, but that's all right. Other things happening. Small other things that are going on. Helicopters in Syria may not be new. Remember the Secretary of State was getting all over Syria, Russia about the helicopters. It could turn out that they were helicopters that Syria already had. They were sent to Russia to be refurbished and sent back. Let's put it this way. The timing couldn't have been worse. Wow. Now, the California Public Employees Retirement System, CalPERS, is planning on raising health care premiums to its members by, it says, 9.6%. Can we just call it 10% and call it even? Okay, by 10% next year. So just know that that is also in the works. That's also coming your way. And lastly today, Henry Hill, the infamous mob informant whose life of crime was chronicled in the film classic Goodfellas, died Tuesday at West Hills Hospital in West Hills, California. He died of complications of heart problems related to smoking. But certainly not the way he thought he'd go, I'm sure. So in the long run, I'm sure he's fine with that. Goodbye and good night. That's it for a Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday, TGIF. It's going to be a nice weekend, too. Pismo car shows here. I can't, but there was no old cars in the road yesterday. It was just regular cars. Anyway, Pismo car show's coming up. And then don't forget, we have Karen Vealy tomorrow and Jim D from the Palm Theater. Looking forward to talking to you at noon. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
happy trails.
This is Talk is Cheek.
To you.
I forgot it's not there.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet
CBS News.